This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Living Life Single, the show that embraces laughter whilst exploring everything about single life. Join us as we discuss life topics with a single slant, as we find acceptance and learn to embrace our singledom. Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself.
Hello, good welcome everyone. Hello, Jono.
Oh, good, hello. You caught me.
I know.
I'm like a rabbit in the headlights.
Yeah, always.
Almost sounded like Mrs. Doubtfire. Well, hello. Hello there, dear.
Hello there, dear. I shouldn't do that. I'm not good at that little accent.
Oh, dear. I know. I started sounding like something else. Back for another week? How wonderful. It's been a week.
You've been all right?
It's been all right, yeah.
Good.
Nice.
Good.
Nice weather.
Lovely. Lovely, lovely.
Hey, what are we talking about this week? I'm really interested.
Oh, this one's exciting.
Yeah.
And the reason, I think, because this has popped up for me, and I think the contrasts will be fun tonight,
yeah,
John, between you and me for this.
Okay.
We're talking about single and sober.
Single and sober.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because so.
Drink sober or just sober in general?
Well, I think sober in general. sober in general.
Yeah.
I guess.
Okay. Wow.
And because I don't drink, and
yeah.
I think and it came up this week. For me,
in real life, like, you have got a lot of energy anyway. Like, you don't need it. Like,
yeah,
you went out to a dance party when we went to see Chaka Khan,
and
you were like buzzing. Like, you just, you know, some people just don't need it or can't. And we'll obviously talk about that shortly.
Yeah, great. And you're listening to Yanni and Jono on Living Life Single.
You are indeed. I forgot where I put the headphones. Then they're on top of my hat.
They're on top of your head, buddy.
Where are they? They're not on my ears.
Exactly.
Oh, dear. They're not where they should have been.
No.
I should be paying attention. Okay, so what are we talking about? I'm only joking. Yeah. Being sober.
Sober and single.
Which, look, I have struggled with over the years. I have done, in terms of alcohol, I have done Dry in July before, which I think is great, and everyone should do a sort of, you know, what do you call it when you... not decompress.
Is it a cleanse?
A cleanse. Detox. Like, you detox.
Detox.
Yeah. I've done that before and lost a few kgs and raised money. But I don't know. I think it's just as I'm getting older. I love to sit there. I'm on my own and I love to have a glass of red or white or all of the above and just relax. But I do know I'm trying consciously to not as much through the week or at all through the week and just look forward to on a Friday afternoon or Friday evening having a wine and this as a treat.
Yeah.
You know? So...
I think it's fascinating. So let's talk about the history of alcohol in this country.
I cannot wait for this. Yeah.
Because it's an interesting one. And I think it's interesting because you grew up in the UK.
Yes.
And this is where it stems from. For a little brief history around Australia, when we were colonized, so before then, there was no alcohol. Right? And then when the first, you know...
Settlers came,
they brought in alcohol.
Buggers.
But then what would happen was people would drink it really quick because there wasn't a lot of it. And
then
you had to wait till it be imported from the mother country.
Yeah.
Your country. So so what's happened was people would drink because there was a scarcity of alcohol. But it started right from the start. Like, the people would come, they would, like, alcohol was an important thing, drink as much as they could, as quickly as they could, because... it wasn't around. Now, over time, if you think about it, it then kind of progressed further on, because when probably even 30, 40 years ago at least, you know, I don't know if you know this, Jono, but the pubs didn't stay open as late as they do now. Pubs closed at like 5 o'clock.
Oh, gosh.
So people again were like finishing work and going and grabbing a drink really, really quickly.
Yeah.
So you had to drink really quick and go, you know, and then come home. Otherwise, the pub would close.
Wow.
Also, back in the day, the Bottle-O's, we didn't have as many Bottle-O's as what we had now.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
And they weren't
now.
Open where they were.
Yeah.
During, you know, all hours or whatever. So we have this history in this country of a scarcity of alcohol.
Yeah.
And people drinking, needing to drink because there wasn't enough around. And that's kind of progressed.
Yeah.
You know, and there's this culture around alcohol in Australia.
Yep.
Where you drink, you drink to excess.
Yeah.
For every occasion, there's, an excuse to drink. It's a very cultural thing. And it stemmed from the UK, right? There's a big drinking culture in the UK.
The UK is it's different now. Mm. I think if you're given the history of the UK, it's been around for thousands of years. You know, ye old ale and sort of spirits and things like that. It's been a thing that's been for, maybe through the war, the First World War, Second World War and things like that. Again, it was quite scarce. Most probably it was a luxury people couldn't afford.
Yep.
But it does kind of come from that. But it has been around since like the medieval times, to be honest, when Australia didn't have anyone here apart from the Indigenous First Nations people.
Yeah.
When it was a land of just that.
Yeah.
Rather than, like you said, settlers and people that, coming to take over and what have you. But it medieval times, it even goes back to like the Greeks and the Romans and having, wine.
Yes.
They had wine. So it's from the UK because they settled here first. They were some of the first early settlers. But they went to America and stuff. But it's definitely been around in Europe. You're right. There is a drinking culture in the UK, which we'll talk about in a moment.
We're talking about just the history of alcohol, because we're talking about being single and sober.
Yes.
And we're talking about alcohol in Europe. And there's a different kind of culture with alcohol, say, in the UK compared to Greece and Cyprus.
Yeah, look, I think Europe now, like in Europe, I mean, look, the people last longer, right?
Mm.
They drink wine to not excess, but they drink it every day.
Yeah.
But they live to 100 or whatever, and everyone's on like olive oil, and they've got the sun, and it's just great weather, and it's a great vibe. And people that live to old Greek nonnas or whatever that live to whatever, you often see these stories saying, I have a glass of red every day. And it's like, okay. But in the UK, it's drink to excess. It's binge drinking. It's a different culture. Everyone goes to the pub on a Friday night, and it's a thing, and everyone drinks Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They're going out to nightclubs, and I used to be part of that. I would go out clubbing, but everyone's drinking.
And that's very much here in Australia. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's not the reason why I don't drink. There's absolutely nothing wrong.
Well, we actually haven't addressed that yet.
No, we will. We will get there. There's nothing wrong with people not drinking.
I think.
And I used to drink a hell of a lot. But it's interesting when you talk about the drinking culture. I think here in Australia, it starts from a very, very young age. I know growing up, my parents were like, here, Yanni, have some wine if you're having a meal.
Yeah.
Like, they would always, my parents would always have a bit of wine or something. And or some Cypriot wine.
Oh,
or get some Gomondaria.
Oh, say that again.
Gomondaria.
Who's she?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm joking.
I remember having sips of alcohol as a kid.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't a big deal. It was like, my parents like, have a taste. Do you like it? No. But mum was very much, it's okay to have it with a meal and things like that, right?
It's education around it.
Yeah. There was no faux pas. There was no building alcohol. In my household, alcohol was no big deal. It was it wasn't a big deal. It wasn't a big, like, drink to it. My parents, mum has never been drunk in her life. Dad, I've seen dad drunk a couple of times. It's no biggie. But I think and my family as well, for my extent, everyone up and talked about my cousins and my uncles and aunties, our extended family didn't have a big drinking culture. It doesn't mean they didn't drink, they drank.
Yeah.
But on family occasions, on whatever, it certainly wasn't going out every weekend and getting drunk for the sake of getting drunk. Now, I did that though. So, or the other before that, and I found it fascinating because growing up, my alcohol was available in my home. We had top shelf.
Yeah.
It literally was on the top shelf.
Oh, nice.
It was never hidden.
Yeah.
And then we had everything. It was never hidden, right? It was there. And I remember speaking to one of my friends as a teenager.
Yeah.
And she was all like, oh, yeah, dad's locked the alcohol. And then she said to me once, oh, yeah, they went away. I got the alcohol and we drank like half a bottle of vodka and then I had to fill it up with water. And I'm like, what are you talking about? What?
Where was she from? She's a, was she Australian, yeah, Australian or she Greek,
right?
As well?
No, she was Australian, right? So okay. I didn't understand this. I go, why is the alcohol firstly locked away? How bizarre. And when she came to my house and she thought, she's like, wow, all that alcohol. It's like, yeah, what's the big deal, right? It wasn't a thing. Like, and then filling it up, I go, but why? Why would your parents care if you had a drink? That was, it was so foreign to me. This, you know, this, we never had any of that. Our alcohol was just there in the family. So I grew up, I think, with a really healthy relationship with alcohol. Yeah. It was not taboo. It was not anything like, drugs on the other hand, different
taboo.
Story, right? Yeah. Like, completely taboo.
Well, go back to the alcohol thing quickly before we carry on, because I think it's really important. It's about education. Mm. If it's there and you grow up with it, it's not taboo. It's like, you know, sexuality or whatever. If it's not taboo and you grow up with it and it's accepted and it's in your life and it's not seen as something that's like really, really like out there, you're not going to really want to, like, you'll have a technique, you'll be like, oh, that's horrible. And it's kind of that you're encouraged to have maybe a little bit with your meal. So you're not then going to, when you do try and taste it the first time, you're not going to go out and drink to excess. You're not going to, there's no need for it. And that's what's different with like Greece and Italy and things like that. It's actually part of kids' lives when they're 13, 14, like, you know, not young kids. Mm. But they actually have a sip of the meal and it's encouraged because it's a healthy kind of culture about it.
Very
and it's
much so.
Addressing alcohol. Whereas in England we are, it's, you can't drink until you're 16. Well, I think it's 16 or it might be 18. Mm. But and then when you do it, you're like having your first drink. I think if it changed people, a perception of alcohol changed and we were a bit more like Europe and it's like, well, we can have a glass with a meal. Then like your friend, that's why she's grew up to like replace it or keep it taboo because it's all like taboo and it's naughty.
Yeah.
Like, but if it was like you grew up and it's like, well, it's just wine. I'm going to have a glass if I want one. But now like when the next bit you're going to talk about, it's not about not wanting one. I'm sure there's days where you think, oh, God, bloody hell, like I've had a stressful day. I'd love, maybe you don't love that, but some people, go, but you actually can't have alcohol, right?
Yeah, yes, but talking about what you were saying before around, I think in especially Greece and Cyprus, one thing I think that's impacted there was a lot of Europe, a lot of, say, people from England will go to Greece and Cyprus on holidays and they are just off their nuts, right? It's just English tourists are just drunk
terrible
everywhere in. And I think, you know, if you're certainly when I went there in my early 20s, but also my cousins who grew up there, you know, there's this thing around British tourists and people who get drunk. Like, that's a touristy thing. That's not us. That's not like the local way of doing things, of not drinking to excess and getting smashed and things like that. Again, nothing wrong with that because I have done that many, many, many times. It's just that there's a difference between... Yeah. You know, the cultures and that's it. And the reason why I think it's important to have this discussion is because it's going to give some context to the next part, I think, of people's behavior around alcohol when you're not drinking alcohol or you're not on any drugs or anything like that. There, people are not uncomfortable, are kind of like, you know, how does one do that? How does that kind of happen? But a little bit more, I'll get to that in a second. So I think that's where, getting back to the alcohol part, I certainly drank. And I drank, it was really funny. The first time I got drunk, is a very famous story. My cousin's 21st, and my older cousin got me drunk, which was great. That's what we all were doing. Yeah. I was like the youngest there. I was probably about 17 at the time.
Yeah.
It was a family event and I remember like my mum came and told off my older cousin and my cousin's like, oh, Thea, he's fine. He's just having, like, mum wasn't happy about it, but you know, and I was with family. It was totally okay, but I wasn't smashed or anything. I was just a bit, and I remember she's like, I go, I don't know if I'm drunk. And she's like, Yanni, are you floaty? I'm like, yeah, I'm floaty. I'm like, I like it. Yeah, God. Right. So it was fun. Like it was, I enjoyed it. Like there was nothing wrong. I thought it was great.
Well, everyone does when they first try it, right?
It was good. And so that sort of kicked me off. in a fine way. And then I turned 18. I went to uni, and I think I was not out.
Yeah.
When I went to uni at 18, I wasn't out during uni.
Yeah.
I came out when I was 24. So at uni, I was totally in the closet. And what I realized was, and this is in hindsight when you're much older, when I was going to uni and getting completely just
wasted
off my nut, it really was just to kind of numb a bit of the pain.
Yeah.
And again, I wasn't drinking
to excess.
To excess.
Yeah.
Well, no. I was drinking to excess. It was binge drinking.
Yeah.
But I wasn't drinking every day. It was on a Thursday night, really, because that was uni night.
Student night.
That was the night. You're on Joy 94.9.
And if you're coming home, then welcome home. If you're still in the car, then, well, you know, and I hope you're enjoying Living Life Single with Yanni and Jono. We're here at Joy 94.9. And we've been talking today about the topic of being sober. Mm-hmm. Sober, not just with alcohol, but everything. But we have been talking more about alcohol and what that means, you know, with a single slant on it. And before we had a little sort of breather, we were talking about Yanni and his experience thus far and drinking and alcohol and his relationship with that. But I want to just sort of take it to why we're talking about it. There's a reason. We select topics of shows, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And Yanni wanted to talk about this, and there's a reason as well behind it. And you had a conversation with a friend recently, right?
Yeah. So as I said at the start of the show, it was chatting to a mate, and I said, "Oh, what are we doing? We should go out, or you're going out later with some other mates, planning like you know a couple of weeks in advance." And his first response was, "Oh, are you still drinking?"
Okay.
Oh, sorry, are you still not drinking? And I said, yes. And then it was kind of like the thought sort of went, am I going to be able to go to this party?
Yeah.
Because there would probably be some drugs there.
Right.
And I don't do that either. So I would be the odd one out, right? Yeah. And I thought, interesting, because as a single person, most people go out and have a drink for some Dutch courage.
Yep.
And that, if you're not drinking, does it make it a little bit harder when you are sober?
Yeah.
And I just thought, and what I've been realizing is that there's this perception around when I tell people, no, I don't drink. They're like, oh, do you do drugs? And I go, no, I don't.
No.
Not that I care. Like, go for your life, everyone. Live.
Yeah.
It's just not what I'm choosing to do. Mm. But I'm finding as a single person, I'm okay with it, but other people aren't.
Yeah. And that's what the issue is.
Yeah. Other people are a little bit uncomfortable about it. And I think like if I was in a relationship or something, then it's kind of more okay to be the sober one because the other one is, you know, doing whatever they're doing and you're the allocated driver.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of get out of jail free card. The I'm driving, I don't need to, you know, the excuse. But not that I need an excuse, but I find that, people do go, what do you mean you don't drink? Or there's this kind of judgment. Mm. And when you are out single, it's a little bit more challenging not to actually go and socialize, not for me anyway, but maybe for some other people it might be. But I think it's more for the people around you. Because even like when I go out and I'm single, and as you know, Jono, I go out by myself a number of times. Yeah. I love it.
Love it.
And they're like, who are you here with? And I'm like, oh, no one. They're like, oh, so that's the first thing. I'm just here by myself having, oh, that's all right. Do you want a drink? And I go, no, I'm not drinking any alcohol. And that gets this look.
It's like that, yeah. Like,
how can you be out by yourself
And not drink? Yeah.
So, it's a little bit challenging with that kind of judgment, that look, the confusion. But, you know, I chose not to drink because of health reasons.
Yeah.
Like, I was never a big drinker, but it wasn't, you know, when my rheumatologist said, you know, alcohol is a poison.
It is. It's poison.
It's like, okay, that I need to stop for my health reasons. So in terms of being single and sober, It's a little bit more. There's just adding that little bit more complexity to the issue, especially when you're kind of going out and having fun. I mean, what would you do, Jono? Like, you know, you're. I mean, we went to a show together.
Yeah.
Did you find it awkward that I wasn't drinking?
Not at all. Because I knew. Yeah. It doesn't faze me. That's what you want. But look, I know people that do drink sometimes, but then they might be having an alcohol-free day. Like it doesn't matter. Mm. I think, you know, sober curious is what people call it now, don't they? It's on. I've noticed that on profiles and stuff. And what that might mean is that they're open to like not drinking for a while.
Yeah.
Like they understand that there's added benefits to having a few weeks off, maybe 6 months off. You know, there's all sorts of different stuff. So I get that. I'm not sober. I am now. Sorry, that wasn't an admission because I'm driving.
He's completely sober.
I'm just nuts. Just naturally. Yeah. But you know, I might have a wine when I get home later. It's for me. I don't know what it is. I just like it. And I've got to get out of that mentality because I have this.
That's okay, Jono. Yeah. That's okay to have a drink.
But I'm in a dialogue, and I'll go at home. But do you need one? And I'll say it to myself. Do you really need one? It's Tuesday night. What do you got to be stressed about? Like,
yeah, right.
Do you really need one? How about you just go and pour yourself a glass of soda water? Or just water.
Yeah.
And you treat yourself to, I've not been eating as much, but like, why don't you have like a little bit of a snacking instead? Like not substitute the alcohol, but tell my brain, you don't need that. Go and get something else. Actually, you don't need to drink until May. If you're going to drink, Friday, Saturday is the weekend, traditionally.
Yeah.
Why don't you do it then? So it's just having that dialogue with myself now as I'm getting older, just to sort of say, come on, you're not 20, you're not experimenting, you're not 30 even.
Do you reckon it makes it harder because there is this judgment around people who don't drink? Do you reckon that could be...
There is.
Do you reckon that could be kind of like, if you wanted to... do you reckon that stops people from going, oh, I'm the sober one, I'm the, you know, the dull person? That because, you know, that's kind of like the judgment of like, oh, you're sober, therefore, you know, you can't have a good time or anything like that.
Oh, look, I can. I mean, I've seen you have a good time. Like, for me, that's not an issue.
Yeah, right.
If I'm going to be sober, I'm happy about it. I'm like, no, I'm not drinking at the moment.
Do you think other people would stop them? Like, you know, I have to be the life of the party. Like, you know, what are people going to think and say? Because as single people, we kind of...
Yeah.
We do have to... I think we play on that maybe a bit more.
Yeah, I know. No, I look, if they've got a problem with it, it's their problem. It's not mine.
That's a good answer.
I'm doing things for health reasons, or I'm just taking a break for the moment. You don't even have to go into it, Yanni. You could just say, I'm just not drinking at the moment.
Yeah.
Thank you. And they're like, oh, okay, great. And they might think you're on a thing, but when they actually get to know you, rather than pull the face, they might then understand why. And it's because you're actually doing it for health reasons.
Yeah, it's weird because I feel I have to justify myself.
No, never have
to. Because when I do go to parties, they're like, you know, you're not drinking. Oh, yeah, what drugs are you on? I'm not on any drugs. And this look that I get from people, they're like, how are you here? It's just bizarre.
And you probably get tired of saying things. I'm just high on life anyway.
Oh,
yeah, all that. You're just like, look, I'm just not drinking. Shut up.
Because I don't get what the big deal is, but some people think it is. Yeah.
Oh, look, there is. Before we'll come back and chat about it. I just wanted to address one thing. If people can do that, because, you know, growing up with alcohol, as a European, it's not taboo. Like, there's a wine with meal in ski resorts. That's when I first saw it. I was going as a child on a
ski school. Ski resorts? Look at you.
I was going on a school ski trip,
school ski trip.
Yeah, to, like, Italy.
Yeah.
And there were kids drinking red wine. And I was like, we're not even of age in England. We can't do that. And it made it more like we wanted to do it more because we weren't allowed.
Mm.
But when you are allowed and you grow up, again, like in that Greek or Italian sort of family, and it's a glass with a meal, it's not really a taboo thing. So you grow up thinking it's just normal. We don't need to go out and try it. We've tried it. Like, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not for me.
Yeah.
And I think the same with, say, marijuana. Mm. This is my opinion, by the way, people.
Yes.
In somewhere like California and other parts of America, it is actually legalized. Mm-hmm. You can get medical marijuana over here on prescription. But if you were pulled up in a car and you had it in your system, it's still illegal in that way. So kind of like, well, okay.
Mm.
And there is a lot of medical, I think, personally. I've seen a lot of people with Alzheimer's and other sort of debilitating brain diseases
Yeah, right.
That they have cannabis oil. And actually, that it does something on the brain, and it shrinks that kind of part of that brain, or just something. And people that are shaking and can't remember suddenly go, oh. And I've seen, there's an actual documentary on it.
Why not? I reckon that's...
So for me, legalizing it in that respect, whereas if you then a police officer pulled you up and you're an older person, you've had marijuana, they can't do anything because it's legal. That I don't mean everyone just stop walking the streets smoking joints everywhere.
No, no.
But I definitely think there's some medical taboo around. And I think it should be made legal.
Sorry, funny story.
Go on, tell me.
Although I've never taken any marijuana, when I was in Vegas,
oh no,
I my cousin had never seen me this way. I think I may have whiffed in.
whiffed in.
Because in Vegas, people are smoking, doing stuff everywhere, right? Yeah. And I've never. But I got back to my hotel room and I was, and I can't smell. So I've no idea.
Oh, so you were inhaling it?
Yeah, I think so. I can't smell. So I got back to my hotel room and you've seen me laugh.
Yeah.
Now, I've never laughed as crazy as, you've never seen me laugh like I did when I was in Vegas.
Wow.
And my cousins really believes that I caught a whiff of something.
Or?
And I just went nuts. What if you ate something? I was drunk as well.
Okay, but what if you ate an edible?
I'll give that a go.
By accident.
Well,
and you didn't know, and that's why.
Maybe. I'm not saying no that I won't do in the future. Yeah. I think that's something I wouldn't mind giving that a go.
Yeah.
But again, it's not... I'm not attracted to it. But maybe, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I've done it before in the past. Yeah, but
again, I'm not opposed to it. It's just that... It hasn't
it's
been.
It's education around it and having conversations. And when you are single and sober, it's just saying, look, it's just not for me.
Yeah.
It's not where I'm at right now at the point. Or I'm actually just having some time off. I'm clearing out my system or whatever.
Yeah.
You don't have to go into detail. You don't need to justify yourself. And everyone's is different.
Mm.
If we can appreciate everyone's different in other ways, some people just don't drink.
Yeah.
It's not the be all and end all of the world. And for me, I've got friends that do it all the time. I'm like, nah. But then I've got other friends that are complete winos.
A bit of a cask wine.
Yeah. Oh, no. I mean, some people, I've got friends that do that.
Yeah, right.
My dad loves a cheap bottle of McGuigan's. Hello to Alan, because he's always listening in. Hi, Dad. Love you. But then I've got friends that drink really, they love wine and the taste of it. And they know the grapes, the way it's grown. And they love, you know, they really get into their wine. Mm. But then there are people that just go out and just pick up a cheap bottle and just get absolutely drunk on it. That's probably, I've done that before. But now I'm appreciating, if I'm going to do it, I buy one or two bottles that are nice, they're expensive, and they taste good. There's no sulfites in them because I don't want the headache. And I would prefer just have a really nice big glass of red with some cheese and some meat. And that my night's made. Mm. I'm done.
And for me... Glass of water.
That's all. Oh, look. Do you drink coffee?
I do drink coffee.
Yeah. So you like coffee and you like sweets. I love lollies, sweets. But like desserts. Cakes.
Oh, yeah. Bring them on.
That's your weakness.
Yeah. Oh, that's my one vice.
Oh, that's a great vice to have, though, isn't it? I love a good. What's your favorite go to dessert?
Baklava, tiramisu.
I knew you were going to say tiramisu. Yeah. That's my favourite too.
I love it. We can bond
over tiramisu.
But guess what, Jono?
It's time! Oh my God.
The time has come to where we're almost finishing a show, but it's our what's good, what's not so good this week.
Okay, well, good this week. Actually, after this, I've just said actually twice, three times. That's ridiculous, John. Yeah. Go back to school. Radio school. And you actually, I hate that saying because it's not actual. But coincidentally, I am going home via my friend to have a glass of wine. And it's my friend that I'm on about who loves the really nice wine. So her partner's having a birthday barbecue. So I'm going there for a sausage and a glass of wine.
Well, that'll be nice. Lovely.
Ooh, it's Latino. I love it. Mm. Latino food. But bad... I don't think there's anything bad this week. I'm really excited because there's by the time this goes out to air, because we're not always live, just FYI, you know, there's also another exciting thing that's happening at Joy, and it's been the Radiothon. So To be up to date on that, you can just check what we did and what's been going on the website. But I'm excited about that because there's been a real vibe in here. So there's nothing really bad.
Right.
I'm catching up with a mate. I've seen you. We've spent time together. We've had such a laugh today. It's unbelievable. My cheeks are hurting and not those ones, the ones on my face. Mm-hmm. How about you, Yanni? What's good? What's bad?
You know, I think what's good about being single, and this hasn't happened. This is Secret Squirrel just between you and me, Jono.
Oh.
Secret Squirrel just between you and me. And this hasn't happened for a very, very...
Oh, that's a rabbit.
A very, very long time for me.
Oh.
I have a crush on someone.
You weren't going to admit that right now. Is it the same person?
I don't know what you're talking about, Jono.
That you were talking about before?
Yes, yes, yes. Ooh. I have a crush on someone. And I just... You know what? It's okay to have a crush on someone.
It is.
Because... it feels so nice. I haven't had a crush on someone for... years, I think, for a very long time. And I think one of the benefits of being single is you can openly have a crush.
And that's, I love that. And that's why you went quiet when they walked into the studio earlier.
Hang on, I didn't say they were a joy.
Nor did I. Okay, so. oh, gosh. Anything bad?
No, it's been relatively okay this week.
Yeah, okay, good. That's good. Mm-hmm. Well, look, I think that's time to call it quits. And when are we going to see people next?
Who knows?
Who knows? But we'll see you on Joy 94.9.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself. Tune in next week and remember to catch the podcast at joy.org.au/livinglifesingle.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.